Talks on forming a broad-based government in Afghanistan are due to get underway tomorrow near Bonn, Germany. Representatives of four anti-Taliban groups are attending the conference, which is being sponsored by the United Nations. All four support a symbolic role in the new government for the former king of Afghanistan, Mohammad Zahir Shah. NPR's Sylvia Bojoli is at the conference site. Who's attending these talks?
Well, the main participants, of course, will be representatives of the Northern Alliance, which, of course, now controls most of Afghanistan. There will also be a delegation from the king, from what's called the Rome process. There will also be smaller delegations representing exiles, Pashtun exiles in Peshawar, Pakistan. That's a group supported by Pakistan, and a group called the Cyprus process, which is backed by Iran. Now, even on the eve of the conference, there was still a lot of confusion about exactly how many people are coming here and who's representing. There's going to be a bit of struggle for status and elbowing of at the table. The Northern Alliance was claiming that they were going to be the biggest delegation, but now it seems there are going to be 11 representatives for the Northern Alliance, 11 for the king, the Rome people, and then two from Cyprus and two or three from the Pakistani. Plus, there are lots of other people coming from Afghanistan, representatives of other groups who were not formally invited, but they were certainly going to be pressing to make themselves heard at the table. So at the moment, there's still some confusion, and we haven't even found out exactly yet if representatives of the Northern Alliance have even arrived here in Bonn.
Is there a deadline, or are they going to keep talking until they get something accomplished?
That's not clear yet. I think we understand that the United Nations would like the conference to last about a week, but some people say it could last longer. Some people say it might last less than that. It depends even on whether these people can get here in time. For it already was delayed. It was supposed to open today, and now it's supposedly going to open tomorrow morning. So it's a little bit open-ended. I don't think it will last probably more than a week and a half, though.
What do they figure on accomplishing?
Well, what the UN hopes is to get an agreement among the different rival factions to form what they're calling a provisional council, a kind of a small governing body of maybe about 15 people representing, of course, all the ethnic factions, what they call the broad-based agreement, that would run the day-to-day affairs. This provisional council would then convene what's called the Loya Jirga, this traditional Afghan tribal assembly, which would in turn select a government, a transitional government, and perhaps a head of state, and later on down the line also draw up a constitution. This is all very much on paper. There's still many problems that have to be reached. The Afghan people are certainly watching these negotiations with great anxiety to see whether they finally means the creation of some kind of stability, a unified government, or whether it means a continuation of civil war.
They're meeting at an interesting spot, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is the Petersburg Hotel. It's perched up on a hill overlooking the Rhine, and it was built here at the end of the 19th century. And unfortunately, it has some infamous past guests, or at least past events happened here. It was here that Neville Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister, met with Adolf Hitler for his, if you remember, the appeasement meeting, which was an attempt to avert the Second World War, which failed. Also, Leonard Brezhnev also was stayed here. But also what's very interesting is the contrast of this little village, this Königswinter. literally it means the king's winter, so that may be auspicious for the ex-king of Afghanistan, we don't know. But it's a very charming little German, very gemütlich village. It all looks like a Christmas carol. It's stark contrast to the situation in Afghanistan, which is what these people here will be talking about.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli near Bonn, Germany.